Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. It's Friday.
Yes.
The 21st of July, 7:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I'm having my feet. I'm being sniffed.
Your ankles are being licked.
Yeah.
That's kind of weird to start your Friday morning, but hey, why not?
Hey, you know, yeah. Unfortunately, it was this person that just walked in off the street. She's got a backpack, but, you know, it's not bad. Hey, the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Now, before we go any further, yesterday I was talking about, remember the mooning of the Amtrak story, you know, down there in Aliso Viejo, where they had the Amtrak?
Yes.
Well, I told the story yesterday. I got two phone calls from people telling me, when are you 19? You know, they didn't like it. And I went, I'm sorry, I just reported about something that happened. Now, I probably just offended them. Oh, yeah. I was thinking about having one here in Redding. I mean, the train goes right through town. We become nationwide news again. But, and now I just said, because some woman came in off the street and licked my ankle, I'm probably going to get phone calls on that. My sense of humor is based on 32 years in the Marine Corps, my friends, and living with Linda.
Well,
anyway, good morning, Christina.
Very good morning.
What? You didn't like it?
No.
You're giving me that look that those ladies probably
no,
had.
No, I did because I remember you telling me that story, and it is a true
fact that
happens annually. Annually.
Annually.
It's
thousands.
An annual tradition. I don't know.
I'm going to look
just
it up.
Just like, I don't know.
I'm going to look it up on the internet.
Remember when mooning and streaking was very popular, and people still do it to this day. I don't know. Hey, 70 degrees in the downtown studios, if you're just checking in. About the forecast here, we're going to give that to you right now. Hot skies today.
Hot.
It's going to be like 112. We got about 6 to 8 miles per hour of south winds. And tonight will be around 75 with 8 to 11 becoming north. Maybe could get gusts up to about 21 miles per hour. So we're still looking at that. Saturday will be sunny and hot once again with a high near 109. Well, actually, you know what? The temperatures have gone down a couple degrees as we read them on Monday and Tuesday. So at first they were talking about the weekend being 113, 112. So we still have 112 on Friday, but now it looks like Saturday is going to be a 109. We've lost a couple degrees there with 10 miles wind per hour in the southwest. And looks like we could have gusts, could be up to 22 miles per hour on Saturday night. Now, Sunday is reporting sunny and hot once again with clear skies at 104. Again, it looks like the wind is not as much on Sunday night, but we're at mostly clear skies with around 70. Monday, sunny and hot, 98. And then we're kind of going down with our temperatures under the 100-degree mark, where we're under triple digits once again on Tuesday with 98. But again, we are at triple digit degrees throughout the weekend, and the weather is always brought to you with this heat advisory by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. And yes, I just got a toe lick. And that means we have pet of the week. If you're like, what? Are they weird?
We hope it's pet
well, we
of the
are
week.
Weird, first of all. We'll always be weird. And if you know us, if you can't deal with weird, then you better check out of our lives because we're just weird. We're weird. We're uncanny. And sometimes we can be gross. And that's how we live. And that's how we roll. But with us this morning, and you have to be that as well, Katrina. If you're going to work for Haven Humane, you better have like a wicked, weird sense of humor because you're with so many interesting personalities. Welcome to the show this morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Right?
It's true. It's true. It's definitely not for everyone, I would say.
And if you're working in the animal kingdom, you get all kinds.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Like people, but they're furry.
Exactly. Lots of different personalities there.
So we have Mia today.
We do have Mia, and she is very, very cute.
She is. She is cute. And she's got like one ear up and one halfway up, and they kind of like a little lop-eared like you see in movies.
Yes.
It's perfect.
It's one of my favorite features on her. She's a two-year-old pit mix.
Little.
She's very small. She's a little over 40 pounds, and she is so cute. She's mostly like a dark, dark brown, but she has a little bit of brindle like
yes.
on her side,
yeah.
which mm-hmm. is really
she
cute.
She is a cutie.
She's very sweet, and she is looking for a forever home. And I think that she has a disposition, just not that I'm an expert, but you know how you kind of get feeling about people. Her disposition is one that you can, you know how you have a dog that you want certain rules. I think that she's pliable.
She is. She's very, very trainable. No, she's very sweet. She definitely is a little shy at first when meeting new people. It does take her a little bit of time with people, but I wouldn't say, you know, a substantial amount of time. I mean, I've been hanging out with her this morning, and she's gotten very, very comfortable with me.
I guess so.
Only
she's
in,
trying
like,
to
about an hour. So
yeah, she's trying to climb in your lap here, yeah. And I mean in a good sense. But yeah, she came over here and checked us out. And if you go up to her, yeah, she kind of watches, but it's not like she runs away screaming.
Yeah, exactly.
Like some of the people.
Like
I've
she's
met.
Cautious.
She is.
And so there's nothing wrong with that. You probably would yeah. rather have a dog be cautious than running into to everybody and, you know, be out of hand.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, she's one who, she just really is looking for a very, like, consistent home. I know Mia, she actually originally did come from Haven, and unfortunately she was, like, rehomed a mm-hmm. couple of times, no fault of
really?
Her own, but people just kind of falling into situations where they couldn't have a dog anymore, and she ended up coming back to us. So with that kind of being in her history, we definitely want a home that's going to understand that it will take her a little bit of time
right.
to feel fully comfortable and feel fully
well,
at home.
It's like a foster
always,
home, yeah. like the kid to go from home to home, you know, it's, go ahead, we should always
exactly.
wet, girl.
Well, we should always give that dog at least a week
oh,
when
yeah,
you bring
definitely.
Him into the house. I mean, sometimes, you know, the first 2-3 days, they may be standoffish and, you know, maybe have an accident
exactly.
in the house or something like that. But you got to give them a week, 10 days, you know, a minimum so that she can know that she can get used to you. You can get used to her. We kept the dog over a weekend once and realized it's probably not, you know, well, it was longer than that.
I think we had a week.
A week. And realized the dog wasn't for us. But we were just dog sitting.
Yeah.
But the guy
yeah.
offered it to us.
He was
and
thinking,
just,
and he couldn't be yeah. away from his baby, so he came back and said, yeah. I just can't. We were like, all right.
Okay. And not that we were going to keep it. But what I'm saying is you got to give the dog a chance.
You definitely do. And especially, you know, when you are adopting a dog from a shelter, a lot of times we don't even know their history. We don't know what they've been through or what kind of homes they've been in. So you definitely want to go into it with that mindset that, you know, here's an animal. You really don't know much about them. They don't know much about you. And it is going to take time to build that relationship, but it almost will always get there if you do give them the time.
So
and we have two really cute pictures on our web, on
that's
our,
right.
on our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
So can you tell us what's happening with Haven? Any July or August festivities, activities?
Yeah, actually, right now we're in the middle of doing our Bissell Empty the Shelter event. So, you know, Bissell Pet Foundation is sponsoring all the adoption fees for dogs and cats. So that is completely free adoptions right now, and we're doing that until July 31st. So very exciting. Thanks to the Bissell Pet Foundation for doing this for us. So, yeah, until July 31st, no adoption fee for dogs or cats.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And that's great. So
that's
then you
amazing.
Could go. You could
yeah.
go down. Now you have to get a license, and that's only like $10 or $15. Correct?
Yeah, for dogs.
Okay. Now the dogs have been neutered, chipped. They're in good physical condition, and the fact is, you could take Mia home, literally today.
Can
if
we,
Linda doesn't take her first.
Can we find out? We've got to take a break now, but thanks for being with us. But one more time, can we talk about the fostering program?
Oh, sure. So our fostering program, it's for dogs or cats. I know it's a little different depending on, you know, what you're looking for. Like, if you want to foster kittens, you'll have them when they're pretty young. They're eating on their own. They're away from their mom, that sort of thing. But you're just helping them get a little bigger so they're ready for adoption. And if you want to foster dogs, definitely let us know. With that, you're helping give them a place to land for a little bit and helping them find a home. So it's definitely a very rewarding experience. I know some of our foster parents really, really love getting to help out with that. So you can always give us a call, 530-241-1653, if you're interested in any of our foster opportunities or if you're interested in adopting.
Exactly. All right. Thank you so much, Katrina. Haven Humane, we love having you every Friday morning here with your pet of the week.
I really like this dog,
Mia,
by the way. I mean, you bring in some cool dogs, but she is just a cool dog.
She is cool.
I mean, she's sitting over there. I mean, she's got a cute face. Mm-hmm. Absolutely a cute face. And that look with that one, with that one ear half over. I mean, it's a movie dog.
She's a charmer for sure.
Oh, she's a movie dog. You know, when you see him like this, she's got a white, big white spot on her chest. And, she just is going to make somebody, without knowing that much about her, she seems like she'd get along with kids and all this.
She has actually met kids and done very, very well with them, and okay. She also really loves other dogs a lot.
Well, that's great, too. So you could take her up. Would she go into the small dog, Linda? Would she go into the small dog? Okay, she'd be in the big dog area over there because she's not like, because she is like 30, 40 pounds. So yeah. She'd go into the big dog area. So, okay. Well, thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you.
Tell Marky I said hello.
I shall.
Okay. Christina, let's take a break.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Ralaberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
Look forward, face up, at OrnegillMD.com. Dr. Gill has expanded her gynecology practice to include 360-degree health. Combining aesthetics with medical expertise ensures superior outcomes. State-of-the-art AI-driven 3D scanning gives you precise and safe results for your face. Strengthen your body and look good by combining the balance of hormones and immune health with Botox, filler, and laser. Improve your confidence, zeal, and relationships at OrnegilMD.com. New liquid technology creates natural face, neck, and brow lift, as well as liquid rhinoplasty and Dr. Gill's famous lip flip. Go to OrnegilMD.com to balance your body and reclaim your best, most beautiful self. Follow Dr. Gill on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. Book your appointment online at OrnegilMD.com or call 530-768-4504. Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. This is your talk radio. Good morning. It's Carl and Linda Bott back here today, up at 4:30, out at the horse at 5. Got to be out there early with these kind of temperatures when we're dealing with 112 today. A lot of your work, outside stuff, water the plants and that kind of thing, of course, people are doing. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. For all your jewelry needs, we always love talking about them a little bit. They've got the only, like, a guy in there that actually can take a watch apart and redo it. I mean, this guy's an expert. They talk about the clockmaker that takes things apart and can tinker. And
we call him Geppetto.
He is. He's great. And they do, it's locally owned. And of course, they've been, family owned. We, love the work that they did. Four Winds Jewelry, again, 222-2750. You want to talk about the Jason Aldean song?
You just amaze me. You know, on when you do spots and you hit it and you bring in new things. Because we read that every day, but you always find a new thing.
Well,
about
I mean, I just be like anything else. When it becomes rote, or how about woke, shall we segue into something that's got your craw? Up your craw, in your craw.
It's not a big craw filler. Okay, it's not a big craw filler. Right. But Jason Aldean did this song, which I had not listened to until this morning, and it's. Try that in a small town. And the country music TV, they show videos of all the country music, pulled it. And people are saying that, oh, gosh, it's racist, blah, blah, blah. But this backlash, it says, which combines news footage of Black Lives Matter protest, and the word it leaves out, riots, violence and crime, with lyrics such as, try that in a small town, see how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. Got a gun my granddad gave me. They say one day they're going to round up. Well, S might fly in the city. Good luck. So the thing about it is that they're saying that it's a racist thing. And it's not. He's taken videos from NBC, CNN, all these places, and that's some of the background of it. And again, and this is from the Washington Post, which gives you an idea where they're coming from. And it said these, some of which took place during Black Lives Matter demonstrations. And again, they leave out the word riots. And it prompted by police killings, which is true. Other clips show an attempted convenience store robbery and other apparent crimes. And that they alternate with shots of Aldean and his band performing in a public square of Columbia, Tennessee. Okay, here's the thing. Columbia, Tennessee, as they point out, in 1927 lynched a guy, a young black man. I shouldn't say young, he's like 27. He was 18. And 1927... And then it was a site of an infamous, and again, this is from Washington Post, 1946 race riot that nearly resulted in the lynching of future Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall. I have, I'm not going to say that's not true because, you know, it may be. Anyway, but when people say is that the video was shot at a popular filming location in Nashville, Tennessee. They've made movies there like Hannah Montana, Stepping Into the Holidays, and many more. So Aldean didn't pick it. It was the company that was doing the thing because they had it's got that county courthouse background.
Right, kind
of thing. The singer said, in the past 24 hours, I've been accused of releasing a pro-lynching song and was subject to a comparison that I direct quote was not too pleased with the nationwide Black Lives Matter protest. The references are not only meritless, but dangerous. There's not a single lyric in a song that references race or points to it, and there isn't a single video clip that isn't real news footage. And while I can try and respect others to have their own interpretation of a song with music, this one goes too far. So, I listened to it, and it's about small towns, and you're not going to be burning the flag. You're not going to be doing these things, burning the flag, beating up people, burning your town down, and things like this. But then it goes back again to the listeners. You know, who's going to buy the song? Well, it's the most downloaded song on Spotify or things like this. It's selling, you know, lots and lots of records. And it's a kind of thing. Aldean is a victim of the shooting. Remember that one in Las Vegas when all those people?
Yes.
He was performing.
He was on stage.
He was on stage when that happened. So I mean, he has, you know, firsthand knowledge of this. So he's not advocating violence.
I think that can segue into something else regarding people, kind of, you know, forging through. According to this particular article, normal people are craving normal entertainment. No gay sex, no smug lectures about the patriarchy, no deconstructing our heroes, no Mary Sues. Normal people want good stories created around interesting and complicated characters. Hollywood did this without breaking a sweat for 100 years. Now a normal movie is an exception in an ocean of woke tartary, shaming, and the normalization of destructive neuroses and perversions. So on Wednesday, after 16 days of release, Sound of Freedom almost managed to nearly top Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1 again, which is only in its 8th day of release. It seems that...
It's topped $100 million.
$100 million, with another 4.5. Angel Studios' Sound of Freedom has crossed that magic $100 million mark at the domestic box office. They're also, Angel is also in, which is also for Screen Actors Guild. I've been kind of watching that a little bit about their strike and please don't, you know, get vouchers to go and, you know, do movies. And I know that's very hard for some people who are super struggling actors and they, it's almost like, you know, I've been there before when there's a musician strike. I've been there before when there's a strike. And, striking means striking for some of these people. But Angel Studios,
working.
The distributor, also behind the streaming phenomenon, The Chosen. And The Chosen is, again, by the Angel Studios, it's, you know, it's spiritual, it's Christ, it has a real opportunity here. It's a brand now associated with a quality product that normal people can enjoy. And hopefully Angel will use this moment to leverage that reputation and keep the momentum going, but keep it going with quality and not content simply marked Christian or conservative. And that's what's happening here, with Angel Network. And I think it's amazing that, Sound of Freedom is, I think the the people are speaking. The people are talking about this.
The flyover country. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, you two. How you doing?
Good, thanks.
Good. I think that the thing is that everyone wants to have some sort of at least agreement. Someone wants to have it to where both sides are getting together. The challenge we have is it's political discourse is one thing. Disagreement and argument, agree to disagree, is another thing. But like with Black Lives Matter and a lot of these things, those riots in Seattle, all the riots, all the assaults, all the down, that now becomes action. When discourse becomes action, that's when we have a problem. And I think that people are not going to change their mind. I know that there's these buzzwords like, you know, your truth and my truth. There's only the truth. There may be your opinion and my opinion, but there is no two different truths. The truth is the truth, and that's self-evident. So I think that Ben Franklin said it best, and I think that this is where we have to be as a society in the United States right now. Ben Franklin, during the Revolutionary War, most fences were picket. In fact, they probably all were just about picket, and they always talked about their white picket fence. Ben Franklin did say that eventually fence sitters get impaled. And I think that right now we really have to pick a side. We can't condone one thing and say you can do what you want. I mean, I have no problem if an adult wants to become a transsexual, for example, that's their choice. A child being talked into, it's a different matter. And also, you know, well, it's okay if you do that and you dress as come as you are, and that's great as long as maybe your private parts are covered in front of children. But I think that we've gone too far as a society, and I think freedom, the movie Jim Caviezel did, I think really shows that. So it's really gone from discourse to action, and we just can't be fence sitters anymore. So you either are.
You've got to come on strong on for the sanctity of the family. For a better word is keeping people safe. You know, we talk about public safety, and you know we're blessed really here in Reading. Yeah, I mean, yeah, we've got our problems, but when you look at some of these other cities, unbelievable. So
yeah, but 841, 842 in the penal code, and 841. Yeah. In the United States Code, the police have they don't have to protect you, and there's a reason for that. They could get sued. They don't have to protect you, and usually the police react afterwards. I think that the responsibility is in adding more people to, and I'm not saying we don't have police. Of course we have police, a strong police force, a good one like we have in Reading. The point is that it's up to us to take the personal responsibility for these things. And as long as we're playing both sides of the fence, it's just not going to happen. I mean, because there's some things that, discourse is one thing, but the things they're teaching in our schools and now the new laws they're putting out where they can take your child from you or charge you with child abuse if you don't agree that Johnny wants to be Joanne and all this stuff, whether your children, your responsibility. And if you allow that by saying, well, you know, come as you are, it's okay. Well, we have to see both sides. Well, there is going to come a point. In fact, it's already come. Last night was self-evident in that with 400 people being at the Holiday Inn listening to Jeff O'Donnell talking about the anomalies and the possible fraud in Shasta County. So, in the elections. And so.
Terry, how was that? I mean, was there any problem? Terry, was there any problems there?
Not one.
Okay. That's
you know
all right.
Why?
Well, yeah, because people knew that if there was, they'd be escorted out.
No, because we organized it correctly. We had people sign in. We talked to them. We had security that knew what they were doing. They were polite, that knew what they were doing. Everyone had to have a stamp, and people came in. We had Donnie Chamberlain there. There was no problem with anybody. It isn't a matter of that. It's a matter of where you're going to take your discourse and put it into action. That's the whole point. And when you put things into action, even if it's in newsprint, even if it's lying on newsprint or lying about different things that people do or did do or whatever the case may be, and it's your truth and my truth and their truth and anybody's truth.
Is there a way for people who couldn't make it there last night to see this? Was it videotaped?
What I was just saying.
Okay.
That we videotaped it. It will be on Mountaintop Media. It will be on Facebook. It will be on Rumble.
Okay.
Sally did live stream it, so if you were able to be on Facebook last night, you got to see the live stream. We met people there who came in from Texas, never had known before. Apparently, they had heard our radio program, so thank you for that, my friend, that we're able to reach some of these people. But there was a lot of good stuff that's been going on, as far as people really understanding to pick a side. But we just can't play this middle-of-the-road thing anymore. Where we were years ago, I wish we could, but we just can't. You can't condone something and then say, gee whiz, I'm this or I'm that. Again, as Franklin said, fence sitters eventually become impaled. So, that's the thing. It's really getting to that point in this country. If you don't think it is, then you're blind. If you don't think that it's okay for Hunter Biden, with the permission of his dad, to hire a girl for $40,000 to
And he wrote it off on his taxes.
Pardon me?
He wrote it off on his taxes.
And wrote it off on his taxes. Yeah. I mean, so the thing is that it's time for us all to grow up, and we all want to escape. I mean, I love the arts. I love movies. I love film. When I was young, I sang with Mike Shreve, who was the drummer for Santana. You know, there's a lot of things that, I mean, I love the arts. I love all that. But there comes a time when we have to get rid of childish things and realize that, gee, you know, this may be painful and I don't want to live this way and things are really tough and I'm tired of hearing it. It isn't a matter of negativity. I mean, and I'll tell you one last thing, if I may, very quickly. I think Ben Franklin was the eternal optimist. I think that some of the things he said in quite good humor. And I think we have to look at that as far as saying, okay, we have to be optimistic. And I'll tell you a kind of a cute story about Ben Franklin. He was in his 80s, riddled with gout, with a friend in France. And at the time, young ladies would walk by and they'd wave their fans really fast and smile if they were flirting with you. And so Ben's there and he's leaning on a friend with his cane, and a couple of young ladies walk by him in Paris, and he's kind of bent over and they flutter their fan at him, and he looks at his friend and he goes, to be 70 again. So.
Okay. Terry, we got to run. We're way over here. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community oriented, professional, dedicated. This is just describes the staff there at Cornerstone Community Bank, locally owned. It is truly a community bank, local board of directors. They have four branches, one in Red Bluff, two right here in Redding, and the newest branch down in Anderson. Been in business over 16 years, moving local dreams forward. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
One 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Redding at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, good morning and welcome back to our Friday. How did you know I just love anything? Just ABBA, just like, yeah. Makes me happy.
This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Horst. I fixed a bad chip in my windshield a couple weeks ago, and still, you know, it's very, very difficult to see. He just does outstanding work. He doesn't take chances with your safety or family safety. He just fixes it, and he guarantees it for the life of the windshield. You can't get better than that. For a free inspection and analysis, head on down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. It's a veteran-owned business, and it's locally owned, locally run. Good morning, Roberta.
Well, good morning. You gave me an assignment yesterday.
I did. What'd you find out?
I'm happy to report that you can have your name taken off the a petition, but you have to go into the clerk's office.
Yeah, and so you have to prove who you are.
Yes.
And, yeah, so the question was, well, what if you sign a petition? Because you know, everybody's out having petitions signed for everything. What if you say, oh, I signed that, but I've changed my mind? And you asked, how do you get it taken off? And I said, well, go down to, you know, call the county clerk's office. So, and that's what they said then. If you go down and with some ID,
yep,
and then you can have,
yep,
that pulled. So,
yes,
if any of you have signed petitions on anything and you've changed your mind, you can get your name taken off.
Yes, I think that's valuable information, and too bad it isn't somewhere on a petition that you could see,
yeah,
you that. Read,
if, yeah, if, well, that's probably, hey, if you change your mind, you can have your name stricken.
Yep.
But then that kind of like, bums them, saying, well, hey, I want, yes, you to sign a petition, but if you change your mind. Yeah, but probably,
yeah,
they should do that. That's probably cool. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute.
Oh,
I've got a question
more
for Linda.
Hi.
Hi, Linda. Jason Aldean, I believe, lived in the Corning area.
He has a was backed by, and I wish I could tell you the company. There's a company out of the Corning Red Bluff, but they years ago have a publishing company, and he has been with them, and we met the people a long time ago. I think they actually came out too with some friends to Wind River, and they've been with him ever since, you know. So, yeah, I don't know if he grew up there, but I know that he was
backed, supported there. By,
it
was a car agency down there.
Yes.
And,
yes.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay, Roberta,
yes,
thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, last before we go for a break here is Burney Water. As of yesterday, the water system in Burney was still shut down.
Yeah.
And they're telling people there that if you're going to boil water for a minute before you drink it or cook with it, and or use bottled water, and it appears that it's E. coli that got into the system, which is a result of either human or animal fecal matter that's gotten into it, and they're testing it, they're flushing the pipes. They may have to add chlorine to the water, but this is really this has been going on for a week. Over a week. Stone, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Stone. Do you have a comment?
Yeah. So Sorry, there's always a delay for some reason on the cell phone.
That's because in case you say something, we can we hit this little button or anybody.
What? Oh, you're not going to censor me. Come on now. Hey, regarding the event last night, absolutely, it went beautifully. We had increased security measures in place, and they worked. I want to thank publicly Reading Police. They did a couple, not quite what we had requested. They did make a presence, so thank you to them. And, you know, the Jason Aldean video song, wow. I loved it. It's all about the communities taking care of themselves. And by the way, our local militia, very public, very organized, very trained and equipped. You know, a militia is what every community needs to have. Like Terry said, we do have decent police forces here, but we don't want enough police to keep everybody safe because then we live in a police state.
Yeah, you'd have them on every corner. Nobody wants that. But
so the militia is extremely important for every community, and yeah, some people call the M word a four letter word, but it's not in Shasta County, that's for sure, and a lot of the other rural counties in this state. So, and of course, the militia was doing security last night, and you know what? That's how it should be, and everybody feels safe in Shasta County. These political events occur because we have very well-trained, experienced people helping to provide security for these events. So,
okay.
It was great, very informative, and there's more events to follow. So, yeah, we're going to do this again.
We were in meetings last night, and that's why I wanted to make sure that it was filmed and it was going to be coming out on Facebook or Mountaintop or YouTube so I could watch it.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right.
There was a couple of minor issues, nothing newsworthy, but, you know, we've made note of a couple of things, a couple of people, a couple of vehicles, and, you know, we don't expect any issues because...
it didn't sound like there was. So, okay, Stone, thanks. We got to run.
Thank you so much.
You bet.
Thanks, Stone.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Right on the... You know what? Yeah. I have got to get my truck
in
there.
Definitely a great place.
I have to get my truck
in
there.
No streaking, great cars. You can do all the way up to, I think it's $15 for the top one to drive through. They do a great job. There's two people scrubbing it down in the front. You drive at the back, and there's, you know, you're not going to have these spots on your car.
Somebody with a big fluffy towel.
It's just, it's really wonderful. And you can get car washes. In fact, when you're thinking about Father's Day, birthdays, things coming up, these are great ways to express or for gratitude for a customer or for staff. Get your car wash group.
If you
can buy 5 car wash coupons and get 1 free, or you can buy 10 and get 3 free.
On the corner.
What a great thing to have.
Yeah, on the corner of Market and Eureka Way. And, they are really fine people. We'll be right back.
Wind River Resort and Casino is putting the glamour in your next camping trip with our $70,000 summer glamping swipe to win drawing. Swipe your River Club card daily to win instant prizes like free drawing entries for your chance to win a 2023 Coleman Lantern trailer. Join us for weekly drawings every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Winners receive 25 bonus entries into the final drawings on June 29th and July 27th. For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The burst of the lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months, plus save up to $800 on qualifying implements. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com/disclaimers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
My name is Dawn Duckett. My husband John and I are fiscally conservative Republicans, and we support the recall of Kevin Cry. We are among the silent majority of hardworking, law-abiding Republicans throughout Shasta County who are outraged Many Republicans agree that Kevin Cry is not a fiscal conservative, and he must be removed before his wasteful spending and careless decision-making bankrupt Shasta County, paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Hey Redding, don't miss out on our Burger Basket Diner deal. Here for the summer only. Get your paws on a single, double, or triple burger and fries any time of the day. For an added treat, make it a combo with a specially priced hand-scooped ice cream milkshake. Open daily, so come on in and feed your inner bear at the Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I don't care, my love waits there. In San Francisco.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
Our very own, one and only, master vocalist, master pop vocalist, our very own Tony Bennett. Passes away at 96. The master pop vocalist who had a professional career spanning 8 decades with a number one album at age 85 passed away this Friday morning.
Yeah, passed away
this
morning.
He was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease but had continued to perform through. Once the music hit, he would sing up to 2021. His peer, Frank Sinatra, called him the greatest popular singer in the world. So in Sinatra's eyes, he said, who's the best singer? He would say, Tony Bennett. His recordings, most of them made for Columbia Records, which signed him in 1950, was characterized by intense warmth. He was gifted technically, but not only did he have an amazing amount of records, and awards and presidential honors and every kind of accolade that one could get in life. You know, he was in a slump in the 70s with a terrible cocaine habit, IRS problems, so on and so forth. Yeah, and so painting, he's a master painter. I mean, he's always painted in his life. But his son was then... came in and got him involved in that MTV crowd. He did something with Amy Winehouse, and you know, did this wonderful collaborations, which brought him into a whole new generation of appreciation.
That's what I wanted to say, is that you set me down, and he sang with Lady Gaga.
He did two albums.
And, what's her name? But he had like two or three. And I'm trying to, it's a one name starts, it's like Aline or Aline, whoever it is, but
I don't know, but anyway,
I look it up, but
so he did,
that brought him back right here in the last few years.
He did a wonderful, you know, this Radio City Music Hall in 2021,
Adele.
2 months before his last release, Adele, Love for Sale, the sequel to the chart topping 2014 collaboration Cheek to Cheek. His artistic longevity and enduring popularity. I mean, here it is. 18 Grammy Awards with 36 total nominations and a Recording Academy Lifetime Achievement Award in 2001. He also garnered 2 Emmy Awards. He was a Kennedy Center honoree in 2005 and a National Endowment for the Arts Jazz Master in 2006. He was born in Queens to Italian immigrants. His father was a grocer, his mother a seamstress. He was raised in poverty, and he began singing as a child, studied music another lifelong long of painting at New York's High School of Industrial Art. His vocal influences were Al Jolson, Bing Crosby, later Frank Sinatra, as well as female artists Billie Holiday and Judy Garland. So rest in peace. I love Tony Bennett. I go to Tony for inspiration. I love watching and listening to, grew up on listening to Tony Bennett on my parents' record collection, as well as what he's done. He stayed very relevant to the end of his life, and I'm sure for generations to come with his music and his art. Now, let's go to the phones. We had to go there, Randy. So, Randy, do you have something on your mind you'd like
to? No problem.
Yeah.
Yes, I just have a comment regarding the Bernie Water District.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys are aware or what I missed on your show already, but the health department has closed every single restaurant up there for over a week now.
Wow.
They're not allowed to even be open. And I did not see the letter myself, but I was told by one of my vendors that everybody staying in a hotel has to sign a piece of paper acknowledging the risks of the water, so everybody in the hotels have fled. Lassen Park just opened. This is the only time of year they make any money, and their town is a ghost town right now.
Wow.
You cannot buy bottled water at the Holiday. You cannot buy water at the Dollar General. There's no water at any of the little stores. I don't see the fire department handing out water, or kind of what you see in those normal situations when there's no water. There's usually a truck full of water. I don't see any of that up there.
That's what usually happens. Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing. All they did is walk around, close everybody down, and left.
You know, when you read
the statement from the Bernie Water District, it says that it took them 2 days to even add chlorine. So I don't know if they're working their butt off, but it appears it's not a big deal to them. And it appears, just from me watching, that there's no sense of urgency and nobody cares. And it's kind of a real shame. I mean, it's a really big financial hit to a lot of the people up there. They have really slow winters.
Well,
and
I thoroughly agree with you. You know, I knew about, you know, I didn't even think about restaurants, but yeah, they would shut them down. And then the hotels, if you have to sign a piece of paper that says you can't drink water here, and then you can't buy water,
or
what
about
do you
taking
do?
A shower?
Well,
because we know
I think taking a shower.
One of my customers has 5 hotels there, or 5 rooms in a small hotel there, and every one of her customers fled, every one of them. It's completely empty. She's completely out of business until she's given notice by the county health to reopen. And, you know, maybe it is the right thing, maybe it isn't. I'm not that guy I'm not trying to start a civil war over it, but it doesn't, I don't know, I guess you hear that smell test. It doesn't really pass the smell test, I guess.
Yeah.
It just doesn't
seem right. Taking a week to do this, it does seem like that's taken a long time. And, for all this, but then, I mean, so it's just totally shut down. I mean, so does that, you know, like, so the McDonald's that people stop through on their way up if they're heading north, it's shut down.
The McDonald's is closed. Yep.
Everything's
closed. There was one small shop that was opening, and the other vendors were mad because they were breaking the rules. Just like COVID, you know, you always have somebody trying to make a living.
Right.
And so it started a little conflict in town because somebody can't afford to shut down for 2 weeks.
It's been a whole week now. It's been an entire week.
It has.
Yeah.
Well, it's been more than a week. It was a week ago Tuesday when it started.
Oh, okay.
And,
And
so they were notified that night, Tuesday night.
Jeez.
According to them, and then when you read the Bella Vista or the Bernie Water District's webpage, which I've been on a few times, it took them 2 days before they even added the first chlorine. And so, I don't know. It just seems like there's not a big, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like they're hustling.
Yeah. Well, we got to run because we're running at the 8 o'clock hour. But, Randy, we appreciate your call, though, buddy, because this is you've put a face on this thing.
Right.
It's not just having to buy bottled water, because you can't unless you make the trip maybe down here.
Well, then they have to figure out, like, you know, what sources are your water.
Yeah, where is it coming from?
And like, in restaurants, if it's – I mean – we do know somebody who ended up almost dying with E. coli that I don't know.
Yeah, diarrhea, yes, severe
in
stomach
a hospital,
cramps.
Almost died.
It can be, for a baby, it can be fatal and this. So anyway, Randy, thank you so much for the phone call because that gives us something else to take a look at.
Right.
All right. We're going to break for the news and we'll be right back after that with House of Realty.
The 2024 trial date is a compromise between a request from the defense. They wanted to schedule it after the election. Prosecutors had hoped to set the trial for this coming December. Things just aren't getting any better at all for the Bidens. Iowa GOP Senator Charles Grassley releasing a document alleging then Vice President Biden, along with Hunter, coerced a Ukrainian businessman to pay them millions of dollars.
Grassley released a form containing whistleblower claims the Bidens pressured the CEO of Burisma to pay millions in exchange for their success in getting a prosecutor who was investigating the company at the time fired. The pressure came at a time when Hunter Biden also held a lucrative position on the board of Burisma. Senator Grassley says the document alleges a criminal bribery scheme and that he released it so Americans could read it for themselves. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Also at townhall.com, top AI companies have agreed to safeguards put forth by the White House.
Amazon, Google, Meta, Microsoft, and other technology companies have agreed to meet a set of AI safeguards brokered by the Biden administration. The White House has secured voluntary commitments from 7 U.S. companies meant to ensure their AI products are safe before they release them. The president is hosting executives from the companies at the White House this afternoon for the announcement.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Authorities say a woman and 3 children have been found dead in Oklahoma in a home. They think it may be a murder-suicide. And rescue teams finding 5 more bodies in India. Death toll from a landslide now stands at 21. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The recent bank failures are serving as a warning about how fragile our banking system really is. As millions of Americans panic, do you know what central banks are doing? Well, they're actually buying up gold at record levels. They're relying on it as a safe haven during these difficult times. That's how confident they are in the dollar. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. We're all Americans who want to protect our family's savings no matter what. I tell people the best option is to diversify their 401k or IRA into physical gold or silver with the help of Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, just text the word FAITH to the number 989898 to get a free information kit on gold IRAs. Look, there's no strings attached. It's not going to hurt you to take action now. So take the first step today and educate yourself. Get your free info kit when you text FAITH to 989898 right now. And I pray you and your family are greatly blessed.
Funds for disaster relief in Kentucky are being double-checked.
Disaster recovery funds set up by Kentucky's Democratic governor to assist victims of tornadoes and flooding will be scrutinized by the state auditor's office. The review was requested Thursday by a GOP-led legislative panel. It comes in the midst of the state's gubernatorial campaign as Governor Andy Beshear seeks re-election. The auditor's office says it will conduct a special examination of the Beshear administration's acceptance, administration, and expenditure of donated relief funds. Keith Peters reporting.
Well, when those heavy rains swept through the Northeast recently, farmers in the region dealt a devastating blow at the worst possible time. Crops were too early to harvest, but too late now to replant in the abbreviated growing season. Some of the hard-hit areas in Vermont, many farmers in that state were simply wiped out. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Sales of existing homes fell in June.
It's more evidence that many house hunters are being held back by the low number of homes for sale. Rising mortgage rates aren't helping either. Existing home sales fell 3.3% last month from May. Compared with June of last year, sales sank almost 19%. The shortage of homes for sale is driving bidding wars in many places, especially for the most affordable homes. The National Association of Realtors says one-third of homes sold last month went for more than their list price. But compared to June of last year, the typical sales price fell to just over $410,000. I'm Rita Foley.
He was considered one of the very best singers in history, a singer who appealed to all ages, from old people to kids. Tony Bennett has died at the age of 96. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio, here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 21st of July, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm. Good morning there, Christina.
Very good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Is there a national day out there?
Yesterday is National Junk Food Day.
Junk food day.
That's
something we need. Yeah, we can go up to Bernie and eat junk food and get E. coli at the same time. We were just reading an article about that, and it started with this one lady and her family. Her one-year-old granddaughter starts vomiting, diarrhea, and all that. And then everybody else in the house gets it. So when she heard about E. coli, she headed for the hospital in Fall River Mills, 20 miles away, who verified that she had it, and they're having many other patients rolling in there with it. There's an LA Times story about the vulnerability of rural water systems. That's pretty good.
Right, and that the restaurants, again, like
Randy said.
Yeah, right, are closed, and they rely on tourists, and people aren't staying, and this is a heavy blow.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
Yeah, maybe it's time for Shasta County to roll in on this if they can get, you know, look at something that's happening to their people. Okay, what's the weather look like?
All right, looks like we're going to have 112 today, temperature, and it looks like we do have windy nights or gusts up to 21 miles per hour that could happen tonight with our overnight lows of 75. So that's the coolest it's going to get on this day. Tomorrow calls for 109. Not as hot as we thought it was going to be at the top of the week, partly cloudy. Saturday night with overnight lows of 75. Sunday calls for 104. But again, tomorrow it looks like we may have gusts as well that can get up to Saturday night up to 22 miles per hour. Southeast winds from 8 to 14 miles per hour on Saturday night. Sunday, sunny and hot with a high near 104. Sunday night, mostly clear with the overnight lows around 70. And Monday, it looks like we're under the triple digits. Yeehaw, Monday, 98. Tuesday looks like 99. Wednesday, the prediction will be sunny and hot with 98, and we go to 97. So, again, we are under a heat advisory, 112, 109, and 104 throughout the weekend. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793.
Okay.
And once a month, we have our friends from our wonderful realtor friends, House of Realty. And this morning, Bruce Middleton is with us. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're great. So,
and I want to do a shout-out to Cameron, who's probably listening to the show as he's trying to race down here.
I thought
I just saw him out front, but maybe I didn't. So we did our snappy patter for a few minutes
there
to give
is.
You a chance,
yeah.
Cameron. And
I'm zapping around the corner.
Who comes sliding in with sweat on his forehead?
Yeah.
Good morning, Cameron.
Good morning.
Oh, okay, turn him on. Okay, so what's it looking like in our city, county area real estate?
Did you guys know that you were matchy-matchy today when you
did you
get the memo?
No, not at all.
My wife says I get to start dressing myself when I turn 50.
Yeah. The only thing I'm sure of is that I got dressed an hour before he did.
I've been dressed. I've just been trying to get a car to start. So.
Oh.
And you also are an hour ahead of him anyway.
Whose car isn't starting?
Mine.
Silver car.
Durango. So, yeah, I had to jump in and find the keys for the 4Runner, my beater, my hunting and camping rig, and bring that down. So also doesn't move quite as quick as the Durango does.
What year is your beater there?
Oh, 93.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, I was going to say the truck I drive all the time, I thought you were going to say, my beater, my 2016 beater.
Oh, no.
And I would go.
Yours is 208?
206.
Yeah. Well, you have to have four-wheel drive as a realtor, both in your regular vehicle, at least in one type of vehicle, and also because we live up Placer, where you have to have four-wheel drive anymore because the road conditions get up that hill.
Well, talk about thrashing your tires.
Why in the heck was the City Planning Commission thinking of?
Yeah.
That's public works. That is completely out of the Planning Commission's purview, for the record.
I'll tell you, at 7 o'clock this morning, in front of our office is a pickup with a trailer hauling one of these little mini diggers that's going to start doing the sidewalk for, they're laying the new, whatever.
Is that gonna go
fiber optic cable.
Fiber optic. Oh. So they're going to, take the sidewalk out, but they're right in front of our office. And that was at 7, and that truck hasn't moved, and no one's been around. So
they just block off your access.
We've experienced it because we live right off of Chestnut Placer, as you know, so... Yeah, we've experienced having to go, and don't ever get stuck in the, what do you want to call it, when they give you a different direction that you're coming down by.
Detour.
Thank you. Detour is the word I was looking for. Thanks. Well, guys, welcome. So you got it to your car, wasn't starting. So,
as I was talking about at the beginning of this was, you read all over the country, housing prices are falling, that people can't sell houses, but then again, I can't tell because you'll see other things. It's, the housing market's strong. What is the true story, would you say?
Well, here's the thing. There's a difference, too, between what's going on nationally and what's going on locally. And it's important for people to always have that distinction. We've always been a little bit off one way or another from what was going on nationally. Certainly, I think if you look at areas like places in Texas, Idaho, Las Vegas, Tennessee, certain areas that were very, very hot, they have had some declines. What we've seen, at this point now, rates have basically stayed steady for over a year. So demand is about the same as what it was previously. And there are buyers out there. We also have, I would say right now, we have a fairly healthy market in this area. Buyers aren't stealing anything and sellers aren't, going out and getting, extra gobs of money for, way above list price all the time. And we've actually seen, per our friends at Sprinkle Appraisals, that we've seen actually a bit of an increase in the average sales price within Reading, the 01, 02, 03 zip codes.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing. Overall sales are way down. Now, the reason for that is, we've got some demand, we've got some activity going on because the interest rates are so high, so much higher than they were, pardon me, Dad, I'll make this relative, higher than they were a couple of years ago. His first house he sold was at 12.75. But, as a result, a lot of people are not wanting to move. They're not wanting to put their house on the market. Because they are at a 2 or a 3% interest rate, they don't want to go to a 7. So, and today the benchmark is at exactly 7.00. So, the inventory is still way down. We have a very low inventory. We have kind of an equal number of buyers that need to fit that, but it's way lower than it otherwise should be. We're still at a historical low. Yep. So our volume is down. There are less homes on the market. I was trying to look for somebody that was looking in, the West Reading, West Shasta County area, even going, as far out to Igo in that area. I mean, they really could come into town, out of town, but just wanted that whole area.
kind of going up into the, you know, high twos, there were seven homes on the market, actually six, just the other day. So really you're, it's very easy to find out that there aren't a lot of, with so little inventory and an accompanying number of buyers, sales, yes, are substantially down. So that affects your buyers and your sellers a lot differently than it does realtors. So for us, overall volume, yeah, is down across the board. But we still have people that are out there that want to buy. There's cash buyers. There are those that are still qualified and able to.
Well, I see your listings all the time. And I think you're right. I think if it's priced right, like the house across the street from us, sold in like a day. And then that person's having problems coming down, you know, coming up or getting through, the financing part of it. And so they put it back on the market and sold that day. It's remarkable. And it was under 400,000. Yeah. But it was a fair price and they got what they wanted for it.
That's another point though, that we're seeing a lot of escrows fall apart. You know, they love the house. Okay, let's move forward. Then reality sets in. They go and they check and okay, the rate 7%, we're putting this much down. So principal and interest are going to be this amount, which they're a little shocked by. And then you figure the new tax basis based on this purchase price plus insurance. Insurance is going up on everything. I own a building out on Hartnell, a commercial building. Just got it yesterday in the mail and 40% increase.
Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, and people are, well, we got to take a break here. Yeah. But as Judy Maxwell was on talking about, you know, especially when farmers and State Farm and these other places pulled out, is that people will say, okay, we're going to let you keep your insurance, but it's just like you. It just went up 40% or it just went up 50%. And then, you know, I mean, so it's very difficult out there. One thing that's not difficult is getting equipment to work on your property or maybe for your business. And that's NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Tractors, skid steers, the mini, back loaders, which is just fun to drive. I know I love it. Side by sides, if you want to go tooling around, the area in 112 degrees, but you can still do it. So much more. NorCal Tractor and Equipment. It's a family owned, young family, owned, locally owned, they're really good people down there and they've got everything you could possibly want to work. When it comes to, like I said, tractors or side-by-sides, everything. They're located at 2540 Gateway Drive in Anderson in their new building. And you can give them a call at 530-221-6800. And we'll be right back.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
E Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked-in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand-scrub pre-clean and a personal towel-dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Summer travel is tough on a vehicle. Whether it's dust or dirt, pollution or pollen, sap and baked-in grime, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. They offer car wash packages starting at $11. Quick and Clean's gentle, automated pull-through wash includes a hand-scrub pre-clean and a personal towel-dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Welcome
all
back.
Right. We love
Radio.
Our Earth, Wind, and Fire. You know, every now and then, it's just really cool to hear Christine's bump music, her choice of songs to come in.
I've noticed that.
She's got some good taste, and she just played a singer that whose voice is so distinctive. I was like, who is that? So I just got turned on to a new artist.
Good. This portion of the show brought to you by PSA2 Area Agency on Aging. And with their Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, it's no cost to the people in it. It's to help reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you're interested in this program and like to see if you qualify for it, give them a call at 530-842-1687. We're here with House Realty and Bruce and Cameron Middleton. We talked about the market, and you can look at the national trends, but Reading is always a little bit different, as we pointed out. How much is in the inventory?
635 as of this morning.
635.
Now, again, we've been in the fives. Remember, we were down in the 300s.
You were in the threes one time.
At one point, they're in the real height of COVID when everything was going crazy. And we have slowly crept back up, but we should be double that, at least 30-40% higher in a normal market is where we would be at. So to see it at that kind of level, and that really goes to it. So for a market with 635 homes, we have the buyers, even at the 7% interest rate, to really keep that somewhat balanced. And so it's...
I really want to, tread lightly, but ask this question, that we know that we have a super mega church in Reading. People come from all over the world, and then they, some decide to stay and will make, buy a home and purchase and make a business. And, so my question is, have you been able to figure out How many people will buy something and turn it into a rental, not a VRBO, but turn it into a rental knowing that it's profitable for those who are attending this mega church?
Both nationwide and locally, you're seeing a lot of that. A lot of these homes, 350 and under, are rentals, and you're seeing cash buyers come in. And since Bethel really has, you know, gotten bigger,
they've
affected the rental market tremendously. Mm-hmm. I can remember homes that were rented for $1,000 that are $2,000 now, and they have 2,000 students coming in every 10 months or. And it's affected the market. It's also having that limited inventory has kept the prices up. We're not seeing a drastic reduction like we did back in 07, 08, 09, mm-hmm. like that. So prices are holding up pretty well. And as Cameron said, they actually went up a little bit this last month. But, it's had a real effect both on sales and certainly rentals. And that's going to be the case for quite a while. I know their new campus out on off 299 there, they wanted to, at one time they talked about dorms and whatever, but due to Bella Vista Water, they can't do that. So they do have a will serve letter for what they're building, but also that water has to be there in order to serve it. But it has affected the market tremendously and businesses as well. We've sold a lot of businesses to Bethel.
Now, are there any rules that you can, look over my shoulder to, you know, see if you've taken a breath to ask a question, and I was looking straight ahead, but, so here's my question.
I wish I could breathe through a hole in the top of my head like a porpoise. That's what I wish.
Yeah. Welcome to your shoulders moving?
Yeah.
So, we need to laugh. All right. So, when someone buys a house, at that point, you're just trying to do a clean sale. You don't know at that point. And what does somebody have to go through if they buy a house and then they decide they're going to turn it into a rental?
Well, generally, there's a higher down payment with a rental. A non-owner occupied is a higher factor. A lot of times, if you have a tenant lined up and a lease for a year or whatever, it makes it a little bit easier and whatever. But a lot of these sales are cash. And, it typically you have to have a higher down, though, for buying a rental. Carl and I were talking earlier, VA loan, you can get 100% FHA, 97% loan. Generally, non-owner occupied are higher than that. But
when I was going through the short-term rental, and I learned a lot about the number of rentals in our market, that according to this thing, for a healthy housing market, you should have anywhere from 8 to 10% of the availability for rentals. And in Reading, we're down to 2%. And is that true, or in your opinion?
I don't know what the current vacancy factor is, but it's not very high. I mean, I'm thinking 3 to 5%, something like that. My wife does some residential property management, and I'll ask how much is that one, and it's $2,200 a month. And back in the day, it would have been one heck of a lot less. But you'll get 3-4 applications, and you can be somewhat particular. And
is there a limit on how many people you can put into a rental?
No. The general answer
is no. So if you've got a 4-bedroom place, you could have 12 people in there, 13 people, or 14 people?
Technically, yes. I think where you could start to run into issues is if you were at a point that a local governmental agency, whether that be, say, the city, the county, environmental health, whomever, deems that the conditions in the house for any reason are there's a health and safety factor that has now been exceeded. You don't have sufficient resources within the home to take care of that. You have other issues. The other one, you'll start to have neighbors and others, bringing up is parking and other.
Yeah, that's whatnot. There's no on long-term rentals, and I heard this because sometimes complain about long-term rentals. There's 10 cars, there's 8 people here and 6 cars parked out all the time, and there's no rules about how many cars you can park around a long-term rental.
Yeah, and they really, it's hard to police. That's always the problem. I remember talking to Mike DeQuisto a while back, and he was asking my opinion on short-term rentals, and I said, it doesn't matter what regulations and rules you create. If you don't have anyone to enforce it, it's not going to
well,
matter.
Well, meet the chief enforcer. And I have no problem at all. Hey, it's 10 o'clock at night. You got four cars parked in front of your house.
Yeah.
You know, and then first of all, I call and say, is your place rented? And if they say yes, I said, they're parking along, you know, they're breaking the law. And in reality, we haven't had that big a problem. I don't think they've rented it that much. But I was just wondering about that, you know. So,
yeah,
the only enforcement is the people in the neighborhood.
Yeah, it is an issue, and I think that, and we're seeing more of it. We're now seeing, because there's been a decrease in demand for short-term rentals, and that's really a nationwide trend, but we're seeing it locally, that we're now seeing conversions, people taking a short-term rental and converting it to a long-term rental. Had a landlord, literally, what was it, Dad, Wednesday, when I had to buy lunch for everybody, on the way out, talked to a landlord, and he did. He said, yeah, we're trying to get this set up. We want to rent to nurses, doctors, medical staff that are in the area temporarily, but we are adamant about staying more than 30 days, that this will be a long-term rental, not a short-term. That people don't want to go that route. And so, yeah, we are seeing more of a conversion from the short term to the long term. And of course, by long term, we mean more than 30 days.
Yeah.
So that's the true definition between the, delineates the two.
Well, that's how, Mount Shasta, the people that were doing that were playing the game up there. They were renting it for 60 days and the people had only stayed for 2 weeks.
But it penciled enough to make it work that rate
well,
should
they,
be able
they
to
they said,
do it.
You know, so that they could get around the short-term rental restrictions. And it's totally illegal, but it's who's going to police it?
I think what's good is that we're addressing it now before it's a major issue. If you look at South Lake Tahoe, the problems they've had with the pandemic and the number of sales, but the long-term rentals all went away for short-term rentals.
Yeah.
And the employees can't live there.
Right.
A lot of them have to, you know.
And you've got to have some kind of rules on it. And now we do. We have, I think, reasonable rules.
But
for
that's
it.
What
it
helps.
Everybody.
Yeah. You know, they have to commute. And all of a sudden, they can't get help. I saw recently where one of the casinos bought a motel, I think on North Shore or something like that, that had 30 rooms or whatever. And they bought it just for employee housing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They've got that new medical program they have where they've brought in all of these doctors. Got
the residency.
Residency. Thank you.
The
word
replacement.
Well,
when I can't think of
the word
you fill it in. Yes.
Kept coming up. Now, the residency program, when you look at the fact they're the only ones with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system, and I just talked to somebody that said that he was so happy they had that system because when he went in there for his procedures, and as we can all talk about, when you get over the age of 50, then you start having procedures. So stand by, Cameron. But the Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45's baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment, like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular vibroplates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And, of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple-sized trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersh, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take in your project.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Welcome back to Refi Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio with Carl Lindebot. Friday, 21st of July, 8:36 in the morning. I had to look at that twice. It says approximately.
What are you doing?
It's 82 degrees out there.
It's going to be 130 or something, I think.
112. Some point.
Well, same thing. Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
It's 82 degrees out there. I thought I was looking at it wrong. This portion of the show brought to you by my barbershop. It's not just mine. I mean, there's hundreds of more scope, but I like it. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. It's right across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. Good barbecue place. They give great haircuts. I haven't had a bad haircut in 15 years. They're super people. It's better known. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. I can think of no reason not to go to Cypress Square Barbershop unless you're into this hairstyling stuff, and then, that's totally different. They work by appointments, which works on your schedule. Give them a call at 530-244-9478. Man's Last Stronghold. Linda walked in there one day, said hello to everybody, chit-chatted, walked out, and she said, there's so much testosterone in here, I had to shave my legs. but that's Linda. Okay. I'm glad we were missing you two. We're here with House of Realty, Bruce and Cameron Middleton.
The captive audience.
The captive audience.
They're
in
there. Can't go anywhere.
Yeah, you know.
You're tethered with your headphones.
That's what happens when you show up late.
Right?
Right. Okay. Where do y'all want to go on this one now? I mean, we've addressed rentals, which is a big thing here in town. Because
it is.
Here's the other thing that's come up several times. We've had a supervisor in here or somebody from the county staff, and Liam brings this up. He's 19 years old. He's got a job here. He's got other jobs. What about housing for us guys that are and families that are working? And, you know, we make enough money you know, we'd love to have a house, but there's very little of that, you know, that after World War II, of course, you had not just the GI Bill, but they just built millions of these, you know, starter homes that we call.
Problem we have now is California is a couple of million homes short.
Right.
And they keep talking about, you know, Newsom was going to build 400,000 homes and whatever they, I don't think they hit 100,000. But, you know, the problem is, to buy in San Francisco, I read the other day, to be considered wealthy, you have to be worth a minimum of 1.7 million. To buy a house in San Francisco, you should make over $300,000 to buy the average house, median house. So, you know, for
300,000 a year income to buy,
yeah, if you want to be a homeowner, yeah,
a starter home,
yeah,
or an apartment or a condo, I guess.
You know, it's tough. I mean, you've got to save and be good with your money, and you know, if it's the dream. I think 30, 40 years ago in California, 72% of families were homeowners, and I think we're just at, if not below now, 50%. So there's going to be more renters than owners, which is kind of sad, and that's one of the reasons you see people leaving California.
I would say that's just one of the reasons that you see people leaving, that they can't afford that. You know, they can take their trade or their expertise and go to another place, mm-hmm. immediately save $1,000 a month on taxes and costs, and actually be able to buy a house, even though you start seeing these houses are also going up. What do you tell people?
It's difficult, and you know, we are at least starting to make a little bit of progress. We had at the Planning Commission our last meeting last month that we had. We actually did an amendment to a use permit to a subdivision that's going in up there at Victor and Old Alturas. So just kind of behind the Winco back there. And so if you get off Victor off of 44 and go north, right where it tees into Old Alturas, there's that new project going in. And that project was going to be completely multifamily.
Is this where the Holiday Market is?
No, that's up on Hartnell. You're talking about the new one?
Okay.
No, this is if you take 44 and go to Victor and then you go north. You get
got
up
it,
and you
go, it.
Yeah, you okay. go across, you go north, okay. and then it tees into Old Alturas, and you can okay. go right out towards kind of the Lima Ranch area and go left and okay. head towards. So right there, and that one was going to be exclusively multifamily, and they did an amendment to where they're actually going to be doing some single family, and it was going to be duplexes. They turned it to single family. And I'm trying to find the square footages here of exactly what it was going to be, but it was really substantial that they were going to turn these into smaller single-family homes that are going to be in that more affordable range for workforce housing. So that's always the way we kind of delineate it. You talk about affordable housing. Affordable housing is generally considered 80% affordable by 80%. Of the median average income in the area or less. And then it goes to low income, very low income, exceptionally low income, and on down. Workforce housing is usually you've got a family or somebody that's making over the median, you know, for the area, but maybe they're at 120 to 150% of median. So that's your, you know, what we used to have and have built, were built around here many years ago, which was your 1,200-1,300 square foot, three bedroom, maybe one and a half bath house, something along those lines, but that you could, somebody could get more of an entry level home
right.
to get into the market. And by doing that, the problem was it's become so difficult to be able to do that and to build that type of home. Everybody can build the four bedroom, three bath, you know, three car garage with a pool in the back, yada, yada. That's a whole nother ball game, but they're selling those 400,000, 500,000, 600,000, you know, in the $600,000 range. So these guys seem to think they're able to do this and sell those homes in that range and still make it pencil and make it and be able to do it. So that's one of the first examples. D.R. Horton is also doing it some down in the Shastina Ranch area. They've now gone in, and instead of more of the townhome two-story style, what we've done is the zoning ordinance has been revised so that you can do smaller lots that are a little bit narrower, a little bit easier on the setbacks, and you could build some smaller homes. And again, by smaller, I mean 1,500 square feet, but that's instead of a 2,500 square foot, four, yeah, three, et cetera. But they're starting to be able to try and build some of these. They know the market is there for it. It is. It's just being able to build it to where
at a price that people can afford.
That's it. So we're probably not. What we need to be building is $300,000 to $350,000 homes that are going to sell for that.
Yeah.
I think these guys are probably going to be able to get into at least about 400, which is still a little high, but it is, especially with today's interest rates. But it is doable, and we're at least locally starting to make a little bit of progress on that.
Okay.
And see some developers that are trying to build those homes. Because as it is right now, we just keep losing that stock is actually, it's not increasing, it's reducing, whether it's by fire, it gets dilapidated, torn down, et cetera.
Whatever.
Doug, we're going to go to the phones real fast, ask your question, we're going to take a break, and then they can answer it after the break. What's on your mind?
Mr. Middleton, Doug Janke.
We could probably cut this.
As knowledgeable as you, and I love you, man. Hey, I wanted to bring up for you guys is one of my buyer agents here just closed a deal with Elena Moretti at Tri County Bank for a low income or a lower income buyer, and on a $220,000 deal, he got almost $40,000 gifted from a program that Tri County Bank has. So Elaine Moretti really had some great stuff, but I mean, these kids were able to get a house basically on a $160,000 loan versus a $200,000-something. So I thought I'd just bring it to your attention. There is a program out there, and I'll just give a shameless plug to Tri-County's Bank, Elaine Moretti, because it really helped these kids or they would have never bought a house. You guys have a great day. Carl, I'll see you on the first Thursday, I think next month.
Okay.
See you guys.
Great.
All right.
And thanks, Doug.
And that was good.
Something else for Tri-County's Bank. Our Shasta Marines and Friends has our account there. Mm-hmm. Our treasurer passed away suddenly. And trying to get somebody else on there to be able to sign checks. Well, Christina in Tri-County's Bank in Anderson was such a star, helped us immeasurably to get this done, and we got it done in like 30 minutes. And before that, we'd been flailing around trying to get it done, but we just didn't get to the right person. And they were helpful, but I can't say enough about her and Anderson, Christina, and what she did for us. So another shout out for Tri-County.
And Doug, thank you very much. I get a call from Doug. I expected something, you know, far harsher. But the, yeah, Doug hasn't called me a communist in a couple of months.
Well,
so
when Doug's on the show Thursdays, we never talk about real estate. I mean, it is, well, you know, Doug.
All right, gotta take
very
a break.
Well.
We'll be right back.
Okay.
So.
When there's work to do, ground to break, and a reputation to uphold, you need the powerful, durable Kubota RTVX, North America's number one selling diesel utility vehicle. Now, get the RTVX for zero down, 0% APR for 36 months. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Look forward, face up, at OrnegillMD.com. Dr. Gill has expanded her gynecology practice to include 360-degree health. Combining aesthetics with medical expertise ensures superior outcomes. State-of-the-art AI-driven 3D scanning gives you precise and safe results for your face. Strengthen your body and look good by combining the balance of hormones and immune health with Botox, filler, and laser. Improve your confidence, zeal, and relationships at OrnegillMD.com. New liquid technology creates natural face, neck, and brow lift, as well as liquid rhinoplasty and Dr. Gill's famous lip flip. Go to OrnegillMD.com to balance your body and reclaim your best, most beautiful self. Follow Dr. Gill on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Book your appointment online at OrnegillMD.com or call 530-768-4504.
Excuse me. Excuse me, Christina. Christina. My love.
Good morning.
What song was that?
It was a nice American song.
I know, but what do we usually play?
I miss the timing, used to be
honest. Okay, got it. We play the same song every day, going out.
You know, the show was so good. It's the time runs so fast.
You just lost.
I thought we have like at least 30 minutes more.
Nope, this is it.
She's good. She knows what
she's.
Yeah,
good. She's good. No, she really is good. And my Ukrainian princess. Is that okay if I say that?
Yes, I just feel myself so shy. Sitting and burning.
Okay, we're here with the House of Realty and Bruce and Cameron Middleton. Something was mentioned in the at the end of the last segment. You wanted to talk a little bit about
well,
that.
Well, yeah, and thank you, Doug, for bringing that up. And Elena Moretti is an old dear friend of mine. In fact, I saw Elena last night, even helped her hang up a banner down at Waterworks Park. Phenomenal lender, has been doing this a very long time. I worked with her as a lender many years ago. You can't find anybody that's better. And the other thing, too, that's great about Elena is she's bilingual. So if you ever need a Spanish-speaking lender, she is phenomenal and is completely fluent, and really it's tremendous to watch her work. She's really phenomenal at what she does. And I think Doug brings up a good point and something that's very important, especially talking about that maybe younger or newer home buyer.
Yeah.
Talk to your lender. Get a lender. Go talk to him. Sit down. Spend time. Don't just say, hey, I need a pre-qual letter real quick, and I'm going to go ahead and put in an offer. Have the discussion. Get your documentation. Go through it. What the Federal Reserve is doing now, it's not just a matter of increasing interest rates. What they're also doing is tightening down on credit markets. And this becomes very restrictive with regards to trying to go out and get a loan. Remember, almost all of these lenders, when they go and they do the loan, then they go and they package them and they sell them off. as mortgage-backed securities. What happened in the big crisis we had in 08, 09 was because most of these mortgage-backed securities, they had terrible loans in them. Well, now they're scrutinizing these much to a much higher degree. And because we've had some of these regional banks that have collapsed, they're watching it like a hawk. So they're really starting to tighten down. Appraisers are getting tighter because they're getting the heat from above. You know, one of the things we used to see more of was appraisal waivers. Go, oh, no, hey, that thing's, you know, pretty cheap. That's a good contract price. Don't worry about it. We don't need to do the full appraisal. The regulations changed so rapidly. I literally had one in escrow. We got an appraisal waiver at the beginning of the escrow. By the end of the escrow, they said, no, we need a full appraisal now. Nothing that happened with our deal, just because the restrictions had tightened. So it's very vital. And then also talking to lenders like Elena and others, where you can sit down and say, okay, what are the programs out there that might be able to benefit me? Mm-hmm. And sometimes there are brand new programs that come in. They had the one here in the state of California that came in that was not to get into the details, but was a tremendous program. Well, I think all the money went in a matter of a couple of weeks. I mean, it was hundreds of millions of dollars that just immediately everybody jumped on it because it was such a good program. Mm-hmm. So it's worth taking a look at. The other thing, too.
So what he was talking about, that for some people fall into a certain category, they can get money. And if they, and I think you said, Bruce, if they live in it for 5 years,
yeah,
they don't have to pay.
There were different rules and regs. But, there's a number of down payment assistance programs. And you can look into those and see if, you know, you fit into one of those categories. But
or you can join the military for 4 years and see the world and then come back and then you get the VA loan, which is zero down.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
If that's what you wish.
If you've got that, you've done that. Now, I think I'm a big proponent because if you've actively gone out and served your country, that VA loan is a good loan.
It is a good loan.
And you're going to get a better rate. You're going to get, you're going to get some assistance where you need it. I think the other thing, too, that, you know, people need to look at, because you've got so many of these, some of these new programs that are coming in, one of the things too, when you're negotiating the contract on a house, we're seeing this a lot too, is rate buy downs.
Yeah, I've seen that advertised that they're going to give you $10,000 back as a rate buy down.
Yes,
or something like that.
Yes, and so there's ways of being able to do that where basically you're taking you're adding a portion of a chunk of money mm-hmm. to the purchase price. But you're bringing it into the loan, or you're asking for the seller to pitch that in order to make the deal work. There's a number of different ways to arrange it and to negotiate it, but we're seeing some, you know, again, a lot of times what we see are seller credits. So you say you've got a $300,000 purchase price, okay, you've got a $300,000 contract, but they're asking the seller to give back, you know, 1-3% back in the escrow. For sometimes it's repairs, sometimes it's towards closing costs, the loan, what have you. We're seeing that increase substantially. So in some of these cases, we're seeing credits back in the tens of thousands of dollars that we never used to see before that are now might be part of it. So you might also see sometimes, and this is hard to evaluate, you might see, oh gosh, the home next door just sold. It was listed for 300, but it sold for 315. Well, yeah, it might have sold for 315, but there may have been some substantial credits. There may have been some other things that have occurred there. You have to look. A lot of times there's things that are going on with the contract and with the sale that are more than just a straight purchase price.
Okay. Once those sales are recorded too, we get a lot of calls from the appraisers wanting to know if there were any concessions which will make the purchase price more realistic.
Okay.
So if you gave 3% to the buyer to help them finance or whatever towards cost, that affects the appraisal. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We've only got like a minute left here, and it goes by very quickly when y'all are here, naturally. One of our favorite Fridays, having House Realty with us. So how do people get a hold of House Realty?
HouseOfRealty.com. or 530-241-8300. I hate having to say the 530 part anymore.
You know what? That kind of like snuck in on me. It was a couple years ago, and I've had to change my phone. Every time I dial it and they say can't be connected, I've got to go back, put the 530 on it.
Yeah.
Why is that? And that's from a home phone,
and
too.
And then you mean, yeah, absolutely. And then you have to go through your cell phone and now reconfigure all of your phone numbers in there.
And what it was that they added on, as I understand, they added on, and I should know which one it is, but it's the, there's a, like we have a 411, 911, I think there's an 811. They added a new one that was for suicide prevention.
Yeah.
And that when they did that, it then changed it to where some of the phone numbers needed to now have, in certain area codes, you now needed to add that you had to type in the area code because otherwise it was going to dial that number.
Well, our 530 goes, what, how many counties does that go over? I mean, it goes all the way.
Most of the northern counties. Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much for
thank
being
you.
Here. And I'd like to remind everybody that the Colt 45's baseball, it's going to be tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday. And then next weekend is the last weekend for Colt 45 baseball. And, yeah, it's going to be hot, but at 7:15, you're sitting in the shade. You got the breeze off the river there. It's very doable, and it'll be a lot cooler by then. And it's just a great it's a great pastime. I mean, I enjoy Colt 45 games. It's just a bunch of young men having a great time playing baseball, and the fans are happy. It's cool.
Good food.
And it's got great food.
How much fun? Well, maybe we'll go Sunday night.
I like to do that.
And they go, I think it's earlier.
6 p.m. on Sundays. Yeah. Okay.